Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What is up, KOP Nation? It is Sunday night. It's October 26, 2025. Brand new episode of the Kicking Out Podcast, streaming live on the Kicking Out Podcast YouTube channel and on our Facebook page. So hit that like button, that follow button, that subscribe button, that notification bell, so you know whenever we're going live and dropping new content. I'm Tanner Lee. Joining me, since we didn't do a recording last week, we haven't seen you all since our WrestleDream predictions. Is it the new KOP Predictions champion, Austin Shepherd?
It's back home. It took a little bit of sabbatical. It's back home. Let's be honest. It's where it should be.
And Majin hit the nail on the head. Oh, look, no former champ again. Coward.
Part-timer, Majin. Part-timer.
Yeah, but you know, usually the part-timers, they've earned part-time status in the wrestling world. They're kind of legendary. Not putting Paul in that category.
That's a victory shot right there.
Woo. That's some tequila.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
No, actually, go ahead and ask me the question.
What are we drinking, Shep?
So, this is a long shot, and I stumbled upon this, but this is some Jackson Morgan Southern Cream banana pudding, and you got to say it that way. You got to say banana pudding.
Banana pudding.
Yeah, and I mean, it's 30 proof, so I mean, it's not the strongest shit in the world, but like when you drink this stuff, this literally tastes like a banana milkshake, and it has... I mean, we could sit here and drink the whole bottle and get in trouble.
Well, I mean, I'm not stopping you.
And it's made with Tennessee whiskey.
Ooh, it's pretty smooth then.
Yeah, Jackson Morgan Southern Cream Banana Pudding, because you can't say pudding.
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding made with Tennessee whiskey. Yeah, I mean, that's fucking shit's amazing. It helps the medicine go down, you know. I've been on medicine for 7 days, taking every type of medicine known to man. I had the shit. I had it up here. I had it in the chest. I had it in the voice. My voice sounds amazing. Yeah. So.
And you're still here. And Paul's not.
I mean, come on. That's a given. That's a given.
I mean, like Bob just said, Roman Reigns shows up more than Jabroni Paul.
Winners win, man. So, winners win.
It was one of the closer predictions we've done. I mean, you beat Paul and I both by 1 point. So, it was pretty tight.
And it came down to the women's – was it the women's match?
Well, it wasn't the women's. It was – I missed the demand, which was a stupid pick on my part. God, that's a good question. I don't remember what match.
I'd have to look back. Yeah. Going into the Darby match, I pretty much had it sewn up, even though you guys were way far behind. But the Darby match, we all picked Darby, I believe.
Right.
You guys caught up, but I was still 1 point ahead. So going into the match, I was pretty close. As long as Mox didn't win that match, we were good.
So next up will be Full Gear. On November 22nd, so we're less than a month.
Which we already got a match for Full Gear.
Yeah, Mercedes against Chris Statlander. We're going to find out two more matches this upcoming Wednesday night on the Fright Night edition of Dynamite. I don't know if you saw this, Shep, because I actually did watch Collision. this week for once. Started last night, finished it this morning. But we're getting two different four-way matches that will, the winner will get title shots at Full Gear. So for the world championship, you got Samoa Joe versus Hook versus Ricochet versus Bobby Lashley. Winner faces Hangman, which I feel like two of those make sense and two of them really don't make sense in that match.
Hook's not ready to pay, it's main event a pay-per-view.
Correct. And that would be really random throwing him into the title mix, but
yeah.
I like him in there with Joe because we still haven't really ever got that, you know, that, that payoff or the reasoning for him in the ops kind of splitting.
So you think we get one more blow-off match with Hangman and Joe?
I think so. I especially watched, we saw at WrestleDream with the ops attacking Hangman. I think so.
It could work. It could work. I'm not saying I would not tune in because we had a Joe Hangman match. So
yeah. Right. And then there's a tag team match, and I believe it's all four teams that were in the eight-man tag last night on Collision. So Jurassic Express, Jet Speed, the Bucks, and FTR. Winner faces Brodito, excuse me, at Full Gear.
It's got to be the Bucks, right?
They lost last night, them and FTR. So Jet Speed and Jurassic Express took home the big payday, $400K. You
know, here's what I'm saying, though. Okay, I get that, the payoff stuff. I love that. It fits the Bucks storyline right now. But if you look at an actual internal wrestling storyline, Brodito is on a run.
Right.
I don't think you have a fresh Jurassic Express who is literally tag team twice now together since they've been back. I don't think you put them in a main event right away. And second all, Brodito, I would consider them a face, correct?
Yep.
So the two heels are FTR and the Bucks.
Yep.
I would say the Bucks get the nudge here. And if it's not the Bucks, it's FTR. It's definitely a heel team, is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, it still could be Jurassic Express. Because I don't think Jet Speed wins it. I think they're one I can throw out, even though I really like them. I like Kevin Knight. I like Speedball Mike Bailey a lot. I think they're a good team. Because I'm showing my cards here way before Full Gear. I think whoever wins this match goes on and wins the titles. I think they will get the titles off of Brodito at the pay-per-view. So,
well, that being said, I know TK is unpredictable, okay? But in my eyes, it's too quick to put it on Jurassic Express.
Fair.
Jet Speed, great tag team, but they haven't done much, okay?
Right.
Then you got the two heels, FTR and the Bucks, arguably the two greatest tag teams in AEW. So I think you need to transition those belts to a heel team as well. Because there's not one heel champion right now.
Mercedes on the women's side.
I don't know, man. She's getting a lot of
– you know, you and I like her a lot. So,
well, and I thought you would say the Trios Championship, but that was just because Joe turned heel a week ago.
Before they followed suit. So. Yeah,
before that he wasn't heel. So I'm just saying we have really no
Kyle heel Fletcher. Champion. Kyle Fletcher. TNT. He's a heel.
He's a heel, but he's gonna split from Don Callis. So
eventually. Oh, Okada. Yeah. See, we're forgetting about the Callis family. Okada.
Bitch.
Which, I mean, we'll get talking about the Callis family here in a little bit. But since we didn't have a pod last Sunday, what did you think of WrestleDream overall? I know what I thought about it. What did you think about the pay-per-view?
I thought it was a one of their better pay-per-views. I did not like the finish. I would put that finish in the same finish as WrestleMania Cody and Cena. I would put it in that, but other than that, the card was very, very solid.
I thought the card was good. It was a little predictable. It was very solid pay-per-view. Don't get me wrong. I'm not throwing it out there like all out 2020, which is, I think the.
Hold on a second. It wasn't very predictable for you and Paul.
We still only missed a couple matches.
Did you win?
No.
Okay. Just saying. Yes. Wasn't very predictable.
I knew that was coming. I set myself up for that. But like, I thought it was a good one, but I wouldn't put it in my, I don't think I put it in my top five of this year alone.
Ooh.
But I mean, AEW just, they hit their pay-per-views out of the park. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if we're comparing this to WWE PLEs, it's up towards the top, but we're not. It annoyed me a little bit how long this one went. I mean, getting over 12:30 Eastern time, that's a little late, I think.
I feel like all of TK's pay-per-views get over. They're 4.5 hours long. We just have to deal with it. Like, look, we know what we're getting ourselves into. Whether we can stay up and watch it all night or not finish it in the morning.
Right.
We know what we're getting ourselves into.
Oh, and screw Prime. Never ordering through Prime.
What was that all about? Pay-per-view. Yeah, what was that?
The only service that got screwed, and it dropped the pay-per-view match halfway through.
Halfway through.
YouTube was fine. Max was fine. I don't know why I went with Prime. I've went with YouTube.
I've always gone with Prime. It's ease. I use my remote. Yeah. I click a button and it's on.
I should have went with YouTube. I usually go through YouTube. The reason I don't do Max is right now I'm not subscribed to Max. I have been in the past. But we only subscribe for one show. Yeah, YouTube. So I'll probably do YouTube for Full Gear because Prime, I was pissed. I was real pissed.
I had to go back and watch it
three times.
I had to go back and rewatch it. So,
yep. Yeah, it's because, Amazon Web Services was down. I know, but hey, Steven, good to see you. What's going on, man? And Steffi says, how about your boy Larson?
Hey, he's just making moves. Slowly but surely, going to be your next NASCAR champion, two-time. And maybe the best – actually, I'm not going to say this the way I was going to say it. When he finishes what he's going to do this year, he is arguably the best driver in the world across any platform. I'll say that right there.
That's a big statement.
It's a great statement.
Steven Chambers, my opinion, they have to rush the I Quit match because they're running out of time.
Now, okay, if you're on a streaming device like Amazon, YouTube, Max, Hulu, Tubi, all that bullshit, you kind of got free game, don't you?
I think so.
I don't know. I remember watching the WWE behind the scenes in their first night of Netflix, they were worried about the time. And
right.
And I think that was a little bit more for show for the documentary. But when you're a streaming device, I feel like these guys should have almost free reign.
Yeah, I agree.
So especially at $50 a pop.
I mean, I didn't care for the finish of the I Quit match. I thought the match was fine, though, itself. It had very entertaining spots. What frustrated me was more what we saw Wednesday night, that we're not done with Darby and Mox and the Death Riders yet. Like, I'm like, what's next? They've done a coffin match. They've done an I Quit match. What the hell are we doing next? And you know, I saw one person brought up, well, let's do an exploding barbed wire death match and do it right this time. Problem is, you can't do that indoors. And they don't run outdoor venues except if it's Daly's Place, and they're not running Daly's for a couple of years now. So I don't think that's on the table.
I don't
know what else you do.
Well, I mean, there were so many podcasts 2-3 years ago that we would bitch that we didn't get long-term storytelling. Okay?
Right.
So We've had 4 months of this ever since Darby's been back from Mount Everest. He's been involved with the Death Riders.
Right.
Okay.
Hell, even before he left, he was involved with the Death Riders.
So we have these matches. I mean, until it's time to put Darby or Mox back in the title scene, we need a place for him, right? So let's I'll give Tony a little bit of a nod. Let's have some long-term storytelling, okay?
Yeah. I just don't know what the end game is here.
Yeah, one of them is going to jump off the Empire State Building through 47 panes of glass and land on Spike.
I do like what we saw Wednesday night with Mox, though, of like, I like the story they're telling with him right now that like he's losing his edge and, you know, he has to punch the ref from not tapping out yet again to Kyle O'Reilly. I mean, we saw him tap out to Hangman All In. We saw him say, "I quit," against Darby at WrestleDream. You know, he's starting to become kind of weak. I do like that part of the story, so I can get on board with that, but. And Majin says here, shake it up and kick Mox out of the Death Riders. Claudio is the only threat in that damn group. Mox has basically quit in two big matches. Hell, almost back-to-back even. That's my problem, though. I would love to see him turn on Mox. I think that would be really fun and interesting. I don't think they have a leader in the group that can take over. I don't view Claudio as a leader. I don't view Pac as a leader.
You're missing all those. You're not even close. The next leader of that group? Shafir.
She's not vocal.
She can be. She doesn't need to be when she doesn't need to be when she bosses those guys around and tells them what to do.
Yeah, I just feel like without Moxley's star power in there, though, it goes down a whole level.
If you get rid of Moxley, I think the only person to take that over is Shafir.
Okay.
I don't know if I necessarily want that. But if Moxley goes away, Shafir is going to be your leader, your boss. She's going to do all the instructions. And it could be effective. It really could.
Modern said Claudio has led a team before. He can do it. Stephen Chambers said Rogaine, Pac, the leader. I can't get used to Pac wrestling in a damn singlet. It's weird.
Pac is an odd-looking human being.
You've made your comments about Pac's parents quite often on this pod.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm just saying he's an odd looking human being.
Mon says Shafir could bring her husband into the group as they co-lead.
Who's her husband? I don't even know her.
Roderick Strong.
That's her husband.
Mm-hmm. Why they popped. They popped a few weeks ago when he went against Mox and he slid out of the ring and they did a stare down, her and him, and the crowd really popped for it. And they didn't. Live it, you know, they didn't play into it on commentary because that's one relationship I guess they don't
acknowledge.
Want you to know about it. Yeah, acknowledge it like they do Renee and Mox. But yeah,
there you go. Now, I don't need Roderick Strong in that. Roderick Strong is confused in the conglomeration right now.
Yeah, he doesn't even want to be. He doesn't even want to be in that group. So, which do you think?
I love their new walkout music.
It is good
this week. That was good this week.
I'm starting to think we're going to get men's blood and guts match between the conglomeration and Cal's family. I don't know if I'd like that, but like, it's gotta be somebody who's been feuding for a while. I mean, I guess you could do Death Riders and Team Darby, but it feels like there's the same people in blood and guts over and over again every year.
You know, if the Callis family would get a female.
Yeah.
In there. Then the blood and guts would work because we got Willow on the conglomeration side. And I would be down with that match. I really would. But right now, I feel like Willow is a huge part of that.
Oh, sure.
I feel like her personality, her charisma, her bubbliness, like she's a big part of it. So she's a big part of those backstage promos. So if you're going to do a blood and guts match, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But we need to somehow get a female in the Don Callis family.
Well, and I think the females, I mean, Tony Khan pretty much said on the media call, the WrestleDream media call, I mean, November 12th, we're going to get females blood and guts. And they've brought it up on commentary. Like, Jamie Hayter's throwing out the challenge. but the Triangle of Madness haven't accepted yet. So,
well, and that right now you're getting ready to start your tag team
bracket, which Maj is pissed bracket. About. I've seen a lot of people in the IWC bitching about it. What do you think of the bracket reveal?
I think it's perfect because we know who we're going to get in the finals, right? Yep.
I think,
and then once we get to those finals, it's going to be a hell of a discussion because I can see it going either way.
But okay, so if I'm reading your mind correct, do you think it's going to be Tony Amina versus Mercedes and Athena in the finals?
Absolutely.
The only way I could see it not is if these finals, because it starts this week, I believe. If these finals are at full gear, you can't have Mercedes in two different matches, world title matches that night. You know what I'm saying?
MJF did it.
MJF did do it. But yeah. I think, you know, everybody's like, why the hell are Mercedes and Athena teaming? I think it's brilliant. I think it's I think Athena's setting her up. Gonna stab her in the back. And then that continues their feud. That's how Athena can get the TBS title off of her.
Okay. But after what we've seen the last 3 weeks, she ain't dropping any belts anytime soon.
And she's picking up another in the world title, my opinion. Even though I feel bad. I don't like seeing Statlander have that short reign, but let's see look what Tony's doing. And she's got 12, well, not just Tony, other promotions want her to carry their belt. She's got 12 belts right now, and I think she's going to keep adding to it.
Yeah. Well, one of those belts could be this tag team belt. And then obviously the world heavy or the world championship of AEW. So there's some belts out there for it.
Yep. Steven said, really surprised no CMLL or Stardom team in the tournament figuring they're working with them. I am too. I even thought the tournament might have double teams. I thought it'd have 16, not 8. So, but we got Queen Amanada and Jamie Hayter versus the Sisters of Sin. We got Willow and Harley Cameron versus Mercedes and Athena. We got Alex Windsor and Riho. That was the weirdest team. I thought Windsor would be with Hayter versus Tony and Mina. And we got Riho. Megan Bain and Penelope Ford versus Tay Conti and Anna Jay.
Yeah, which that's an easy squash match for them in the first round. So,
like, yeah, I think it's pretty predictable who's going to win every match. But, yeah, no Vendetta. Yep, I don't know what we're doing there. Yep.
Yeah, like I said, I think it goes those four ladies to the main event for the belts. And you know what? If you had to put me on the spot right now.
Janela Twins. I like that. Janela Twins. Janela That's Twins. Good.
I love that. That's yeah. Good. I mean, they both banged him, so good for them.
Hey, good for Joey.
So, you know, all right, before I go back to my actual statement that had validation in this, I'm going to say something completely opposite. So when guys find out that they, you know, share the same lady, we call mm-hmm. that Eskimo Brothers, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you call it on the girl's side?
I mean, you got an answer or you try to ask me legitimately?
I'm asking. Like, I want to know. Somebody's got, like, you don't call it Eskimo Sisters. I mean.
Can somebody, females, help us out in the comments?
Yeah, I mean, that's an honest question.
I mean, I have no idea. If somebody knows, let us know.
Somebody knows, let me know.
Yeah.
By the way, this shit's really good, by the way.
I can tell. It's going down pretty smooth for you. But. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to the build full gear. It's one of, you know, the original four pay-per-views for AEW. Tony loves doing it on the East Coast. It's in Newark again. I think we're going to see a certain someone return. I've said that for weeks at full gear.
Where do you put him? Where are you putting?
In the heavyweight title picture after Hangman retains.
Oh, you have him show up?
Yeah, show up after the match.
You don't have him wrestle at all?
No, nope. Just return. Mm. Return throughout the challenge for World's End, which is in Chicago.
I don't know. I almost want him on that match working. He's a good worker. He's a really good worker.
He's very good. He's very good.
Oh, and he has enough. I mean, I get it. He needs a break and heal up and do what you got to do. But almost think we got to find a place for him on the card. We really do.
I think, and I've not been secretive about this. I think he's next world champion. I think he's going to be Hangman.
Eventually, yes. But I think Hangman gets at least 7-8 month run. At least.
Okay. So right now, I mean, he won it in July.
He won it in July. August, September,
October. So he's only had 3 months under his belt.
Yeah. So I think we got Hangman till spring.
So you're looking till like probably past Revolution. So like Dynasty time.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that's going to be in April. I don't know. They keep switching up the calendar of their events all the time.
And I'm saying that, you know, obviously, as long as he stays healthy and and all that good stuff, but.
Yes, Steven, I did see TK announces they're doing a Continental Classic tournament in England in the middle of December, a little later, because Shep and I are planning, and Paul, and maybe our buddy Pluggo, plan to go to the Dynamite event in Fishers, Indiana on December 3rd. Last year I went, it was about the same time, and they were doing the C2 already, because I saw a few of the C2 matches in Fishers, so it's interesting they're doing it later this year. So, yeah. Yeah. Anything stick out to you at Dynamite this week?
No, I thought Dynamite was pretty solid coming after that pay-per-view. All around, it was a good show.
Shit on it online and said a lot of people were saying this is an AEW problem that consistently after good pay-per-views fall short on the Dynamite following it, on the fallout.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I thought the crowd was hot. It was a great venue.
The crowd, the San Antonio crowd was hot. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was a really good show. Well, hold on. I shouldn't say really good show. I thought it was a solid show. Let's put it that way.
Fair. The Broke Bucks, I love what the Young Bucks are doing right now. I find so much entertainment right now in this Broke Bucks gimmick. I think it's great. Did you watch Collision last night, Shep? Did you see any of that match?
I did not. I did not see any Collision.
So they came out to FTR's music because FTR came out first. And, you know, they have no money for music. So they come strolling out and FTR shoots them a look. And Matt's like, sorry, like we.
That's all we got.
We got to take your music, yeah. So because they did the flex and everything, and Dax and Cash looked at them, but man, that was a lot. That match was a lot of fun. At one time, a beach ball came over, and Cash takes his steel chair and just smashes the beach ball, flattens it.
Oh, I did see Cash stop Matt Jackson from doing the dive, and then he did the dive.
He did it. Yep.
And I loved it because, you know, he used to be, you know, no flips, just fists.
Oh, man, he's freaking athletic.
And then he did that. So, yeah, I did see that on the old Twitter machine.
Yep. Everybody said Mercedes getting cake by Statlander was funny.
That was she got smashed in that cake, by the way.
The table spot was pretty aggressive, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Enjoyed Okada and Bandito. Yes, I really like watching Bandito wrestle. That dude is so strong for his size. It's ridiculous what he can do. And
well, that was a lot of fun. Did you ever have it on your bingo card in the last 5 years that you're going to see Bandito versus Okada on a free Wednesday night? No, you never did.
Like Bandito was one of those guys back. I wish I was more of a avid ROH, an old school ROH watcher back in the day when Cody was there in the Bucks. I just wasn't. I wish I would have picked up on it, but I do remember like late at night when I'd watch it on freaking the local Fox affiliate in Rochester, Indiana, at like whatever time it was, 2 a.m. I don't even remember what time we were there. Bandito always caught my attention every time I saw him wrestle because of just his mask and then his style. I'm like, this dude's got star potential, and now we're seeing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved all the stuff after the match with the Callis family. Takeshita comes out, stares Okada down. Okada's with the rest of the Callis family in there, which there's too many of them, but still.
They're getting WO-ish.
Yeah, they are.
Just too many. But
I am excited for that match. That's going to be a great match, especially now that Takeshita's got the IWGP title on him. Oh, that gives me a lot of intrigue. Like, I think they need to – I'm hoping that's the Wrestle Kingdom match at the Tokyo Dome, even though it's like pretty much an AEW match. I don't know if we'll get that, but because when I think of that belt, I still think of Okada.
It better be, because I still have Takeshita main event in the Tokyo Dome. And I thought I was doing really good, and then I realized he was going to fight Sabre Jr. in October. I'm like, mother flicker, you know?
Yep.
Like that ruined my prediction, but he won, so I still have a really good shot here. So,
Tekla versus Mina. Yep, that was good on Collision. I enjoyed that. Yep, Modern saying we had Kenny Omega versus Pac on free TV multiple times. Very true. If we could have that, we can have anything.
Let me ask you a question. Somebody brought up Omega there.
Mm-hmm.
What if your main event was Takeshita, Okada, Omega in a three-way?
Take my money.
You're waking up at 4 a.m. and watching that son of a bitch, aren't you?
Yeah. That would be one I would.
It cost you $10 to watch that.
Which is great. Yeah. New Japan World.
Yeah. I mean, I could see them. I could see Kenny weaseling his way into that one.
I ordered the whatever the hell the other one was called last year. Wrestle Dynasty last year because it was Kenny's first match back against Gabe Kidd. That was a lot of fun.
Gabe Kidd is – eventually we're going to see Gabe Kidd full-time in the United States.
I think so, too.
I feel like, yeah.
I think so, too. Yeah. What else on Collision – or not – or Dynamite – oh, I'll tell you one thing I didn't like. I thought after Wrestle Dream, we were done with Fletcher and Briscoe. Because that was number 5. Nope. Still going. And now, I think Briscoe's going to win that title off of him. I mean, if not, why are we doing this?
I think Briscoe wins the
title. He said he wants one more shot. Yeah, you know?
And then Fletcher just goes up, so.
Yeah, I do too, but like, I don't know. I just thought, all right, we're done with it. We've done this. I don't know. I didn't enjoy that.
I don't know. I think, like, you look at Fletcher and Briscoe, and you're like, completely opposites, right? Complete opposite styles, complete opposite upbringings in the business, yada, yada, yada. But for some reason, those guys click, and they
do. Really they
put,
do.
They put on a really good match.
They do.
And I think TK sees that, and he's like, you know, I'm going to ride this until it bucks me, you know? And I can't argue with him.
Yeah.
So.
Collision last night, there was a lady I wasn't too familiar with, Olympia from CMLL. She showed up, and then she's challenging Mercedes for the CMLL title on an upcoming episode of AEW. I don't know if it's Dynamite or Collision. So she looks the part, let me tell you.
Do you she's think all muscular. Of a sudden, I feel like the last couple of weeks we've had an influx of CMLL stars in AEW showing up involved. Do you think that has a little bit of to do that AAA is doing with NXT?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, AAA is showing up everywhere in NXT. I feel like some of the AAA personalities are almost damn near full-timers in NXT.
Same thing with TNA.
Yeah, but I was just kind of going with the Mexican promotions.
Yeah, I know.
There's two Mexican promotions, right? You got CMLL and AAA. That's it.
AAA.
And I feel like Tony's trying to counter, you know, what AAA is doing, which is I'm okay with because I think
we should get this talented professionals down in Mexico up in the States. I'm 100% for it. So just kind of a coincidence, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah. Ace Austin defeated Brian Keith last night. I like Ace Austin being with Bullet Club Gold. I think he fits in well with them. He, I hadn't watched a lot of Ace Austin until last night. I didn't realize he's as jacked as he is.
He's a ripped son of a buck.
Like, his legs are stupid. I mean, God. But yeah,
he's on the Shepherd leg program.
You must be.
I got some sexy calves. I'm just saying.
Take your word for it. Let's see here. What else is going on around the world of AEW? Trying to hit on some news notes here. Of course, a lot of Andrade stuff. Nobody knows what's going on with him.
That's got to be the most, excuse my French, that's got to be the most fucked up contract we've seen in a long time.
Oh, you don't have to say excuse my French. It's, yeah, I think it's a messed up contract. I think, honestly, if I'm Tony, I'm pissed at my legal team. I don't think AEW legal team did their due diligence and checked everything. But now we'll see.
And TKO slid one in there.
Yep, I think so. Will it go to court? I don't know. Is he going to be out a year? I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for Omega. Screws up his plans going forward.
Yeah.
And so did Kota's injury. I mean, that Kenny was supposed to be on that Wrestle Dream card, so that didn't happen. Chris Jericho's been in the news a lot. Tony Khan was asked about it. He said he'd love to see Chris Jericho back in AEW. Pretty much we'll see what happens in the next few months. I almost guarantee you Jericho got a hold of Tony 2 or 3 months ago and said, hey, I'm not renewing my contract. Once this in December, I'm going back to the WWE to finish out my career and get in the Hall of Fame sort of thing. I don't think there's anything left for him to do in ring in AEW.
So I agree with that. I agree with everything you said. Is he seen his last match?
No. I don't think his contract's up till the very end of the year.
Oh, I thought it was December 1st.
Really? I thought it was end of December.
Is it end of December? Okay.
I think Cena's last match, I'm sticking to it. I think it's Gunther.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I understand where you're coming from.
And I understand your cope thing, even though I don't think that's happening at all. I understand where you were coming from.
Well, it came out this week that internally it came up, and there was absolutely no cooperation on the WWE side saying there's not a chance.
Yeah.
Which sucks for us, right?
Sure.
I understand it's a business. You got to do what you got to do. But when we're talking multi-million dollar shows, multi-million dollar talents, you realize how much money both companies, because you know, obviously TK owns Cope, right?
Right.
Don't mean to sound that in a
derogatory. Yeah, he owns his contract, though.
Right, he owns him.
Yeah.
And if they negotiated for him to be the last match in that Saturday night main event, December 13th, and TK would have got a percentage of whatever, it could be a hellacious payday. Now, the only problem when we talk about that is TK has fuck you money,
mm-hmm.
about beyond fuck you money,
mm-hmm.
and Trips has TKO money, which is fuck you money. So you have two, I feel like it was two stubborn guys just bang, hit their heads.
Sure.
And the only people that punished is us fans.
Yeah. Because I think there's a lot of scenarios.
It could have worked. It could have worked. It could have been a big ass paycheck. Everybody right off of this on the sunset, just fucking flipping hundreds.
But I get it from Tony's standpoint too. Like WWE's never been willing to play fair ball with him. So
no, but they could have started with this deal, and
you know, shared a seven-figure paycheck with him.
Yeah. Steven says, is it really his money or his dad's?
Yes.
Yes.
It's con money. I mean, I'm guessing his dad.
His dad helped him get it started.
His dad was his seed.
Yes.
But TK has that NFL player analytic company.
Yep.
Kind of like what we would compare it to Moneyball in baseball,
mm-hmm.
like the old Moneyball movie. He has that company, and then TK owns a soccer team in Europe.
Yeah, he runs the team over in I don't want. I think it's Fulham. I think I'm not a soccer fan, so
I'm not either.
If I'm wrong, don't bite my head off.
But I think he got a little seed money from dad, and he's mushroomed it, which good for him. So, yeah.
Mon said, if they did it, WWE wouldn't acknowledge AEW in any way. They'd have him wear his Edge gear, so AEW wouldn't be shown on screen anyhow. They wouldn't reference AEW. How does AEW stand to gain? What does AEW's money?
Yeah.
Hey, I think there would have been I think they would have had to do
it's
that.
It's the root of all evil, man.
And I think they would have had to do similar when WWE wanted Flair to go in with the Horsemen. And he was under TNA contract, and they did a swap for one night that Christian Cage showed up. Didn't wrestle, but showed up for TNA. I think it would have been had to do something similar to that, to where AEW picked somebody, and they could have showed up for one night. Not wrestle, per se, because you don't. Then that gets all different legalities in there. And that's another thing, Shep, we're not thinking of, is what happens if AEW let him do that, then he would have got hurt in the match against John Cena. Then who's that fall on? You see
it's
what I'm saying?
It's part of the business.
But and that's where it gets really nasty with legalities. So
yeah, it's I feel like it's part of the business. So
okay.
You know, TK and Trips more than TK should know better. Like, look, we come to a financial agreement. Here's how the match is gonna go. If something happens, something happens. We, you know, obviously nobody wants to predict somebody getting hurt, you know, but shit happens. So,
right.
I don't know. I feel like that's the worst case scenario. Like, that's the last case scenario we're talking about somebody getting hurt. So,
yeah. And Mon said they're only gaining money from the deal. They wouldn't gain any revenue from their talent being on WWE. WWE are so greedy, they pocket all the money as it's their program.
Well, no, they're gonna gain money because the agreement is WWE's gonna write AEW a check because they're literally taking one of their top stars for a night, and instead of calling Cope or Adam Copeland, they're gonna call him Edge.
Well, yeah, they would.
Yeah, so
that's what their universe knows them as.
Yeah, so they're gonna call him. I mean, it's got to be a seven-figure payday for it to make sense.
Another AW newsworthy item.
Majin, go get me some pancakes, some syrup, my brother. You should know better by now. I know I should know better by now, but God damn it, I'm a fan and I want it. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me Britney Spears is the same thing as Mercedes Monet, and I'm going to throw this microphone through the gosh darn screen.
Still the dumbest thing ever said in the 5 years of the Kicking Out podcast.
And I think I almost had a heart attack. My blood pressure was through the roof.
It did great social numbers, I will say, though.
It was all organic. It was all organic,
yeah,
too.
Like, yeah, that's what's beautiful.
He
yeah.
literally pissed me off that bad.
Yep.
That's okay, though.
Yep. Switchblade Jay White kind of teased something on X, and it made people think maybe he's returning soon. But Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful said people that he's reached out to said it doesn't look like he'll be back until 2026. So
I saw that.
I was hoping to be sooner because I miss Jay White, man.
I do miss Jay White, but do you think he does that just to keep his name relevant?
Absolutely. Gets people talking. You know, sure. Yep. It works.
I mean, look what we're doing right now, right?
Yep. We're talking. We're talking about him.
Yeah.
Steven, seeing Amazon in the running to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. I saw that too. If that happens, that's really good news for AEW. Because I already have a partnership with Prime. That would be ideal. Ideal. Majin, when has WWE ever given you what you wanted? Very rarely for me, at least lately.
It's been since like 2002 when I got a bra and panties match, okay?
Swerve thinking he's returning December. Yeah, I saw a winner return for Swerve, so that'll be good. Ready to give him. What sucks, though, is the program they're building for Swerve was with Wardlow, and he got hurt, so scrap that.
Well, I mean, honestly, with Heyman going into the winter with the championship, when he comes back, there's only one. That's the only program to put him in.
Unless MJF takes from Hangman, then MJF and Swerve, that's a fun program we haven't seen.
It's a fun program, but Hangman one. And Swerve have, you know.
Oh, they so always will. They'll always
so,
be
so much history.
They'll always and, be tied to the hip.
Yeah. And honestly, you look at the age of those guys, that feud could literally last for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Go back and forth. So
Mon said, remember when everyone wanted Danielson? Remember what happened there? The fans had to hijack everything for them to cave. Hell, the fans had to do the same thing with Cody Rhodes for WrestleMania 40.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Well, and the thing with Danielson, when they're hijacking it, I mean, he had to leave. So
not back in WrestleMania 30.
Oh, you're talking about the
yeah, he's talking like
Trips and Batista.
Orton and Batista. Orton, but he also beat Triple H. He wrestled two nights, two matches that night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, I agree, Majin. Yeah. The Cody thing didn't hit like Danielson. I agree. I've never seen fan takeover like Danielson. That was early days of social media too. I mean,
was 2014. Back to that WrestleMania with Danielson. Was that the WrestleMania that Hogan came out and said the wrong?
Yeah, he said the Silver Dome.
And they were in New Orleans, weren't they?
Yeah, it was a Super Dome. He said Silver Dome.
Yeah,
which of course he slammed Andre at.
Yeah, well, he had a little dementia going on. R.I.P. Yeah. Hogan. So yeah.
Yeah, I already called him out 2 weeks ago for being dead, so I felt bad about that. Almost got a spit take from you, though.
What a dick.
You almost did a spit take. You don't remember that?
A spit take?
Yeah. You were literally drinking when I said, oh, yeah, well, because we're talking about chair shots. And Paul said something about, I throw a better chair shot than Hogan. I said, well, I hope so, because he's dead.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I said that you were drinking. Okay. You got spit it everywhere.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's you know,
yeah,
it's a waste of alcohol.
Devon Dudley revealed why he never joined AEW despite multiple meetings with Tony Khan. They disagreed on what role he would be, essentially.
You know, I really enjoyed the TNA retirement match between them and the Hardys.
Went over a lot better than I thought. I thought it was going to be awful.
It wasn't spectacular wrestling match, but what it was and what happened during the match and how the match ended, I thought was very, very well done.
Yeah.
And I loved also too, not only did we get, you know, Devon is retired and done after what, spinal fusion surgery and all that stuff. Excuse me. But when from what I hear with Bubba on Busted Open, he's done. He's not doing any more single
stuff. Right, right.
He is right. Done. So, right. You know, he did his little single stint, and now he retired with his brother, and he's done. And if I lived in Maryland, I would definitely go to Jimmy's Seafood this Tuesday or Wednesday night and have their retirement party.
Man, Majin and Shep are disagreeing tonight, which is good. That's back to how it should be. You guys have been agreeing on pods way too much lately, so glad to see you guys at odds here. He didn't like the Indian attack match, so
I thought it was fine. I thought it was done, well done. It got their point across.
That's the beauty of pro wrestling, though, right? We can all have different opinions.
We all have different opinions. That swanton that Devon took from Jeff, at first, I was watching it.
That was during the pod. No, that was during the pod.
Was it during the pod? Yeah. Maybe I was flipped around. I was watching it. I said, holy shit. He cracked the way he did it. I thought Jeff cracked his head on the ladder.
Right.
But looking at another angle, a fan, and I think I sent it to you and Paul, a fan had sent that. Jeff did it
to protect D-Von.
Yep, he pulled back a little bit.
Pulled back a little bit because obviously he knows D-Von's medical history and all that. So he almost risked himself to put D-Von over.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I thought that was as respectful as you can do. And the way Bully ended the match with basically saying, I don't have a choice. This is the way we're going to do it. Again, kudos to those guys. You know, awesome, awesome career. We're lucky enough to watch him in four different companies, ECW, TNA, WCW, or no, I'm sorry, hold on. ECW, New Japan, WWE, and TNA, right? We get to watch those guys in four different companies, and we're lucky. So,
yeah, I know we're going back here a little bit. I like Majin's comment a lot here. Hangman and Swerve, if they keep it hot, could be their Cena and Orton. They'll just keep circling back to each other. 100%. I like that a lot.
Cena and Orton, it could be the Cena and Edge. Could be the Cena and Rock.
Well, and I think Hangman has a few of these. I think Hangman MJF's another one. Because they circle back. They circle around on that quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, when you establish a company around these guys that are in their mid to late 20s, right?
Yep.
We're going to have another 12 to 15 years.
Yep.
As long as they stay right there, which we think we will, you know, we're gonna be positive. Unlike yep. Paul. Paul would be negative as fuck. So yeah, I mean, like, yeah, we need 15 years of storylines there, TK. Yep. So go get you some coffee, go get you some booger sugar, and write us some storylines.
Majin, you see Ruby Soho and Angela Parker have opened up their own gaming bar, I believe it was. Victory Roll, and it is only 50 minutes from Shep and an hour and 20 from me in Indiana.
Yep. It is.
And our buddy Pluggo have been there. He's been there. He went there on opening day.
I think Pluggo's like 15 minutes away from the joint.
Yeah, he lives in Mishawaka. So I'll go check it out, just to check it out. I heard the food's good. If you like playing board games or any kind of games, they have tons. So I'll check it out, sure.
Well, I mean, first of all, you said food, so I'm in.
Yeah. I know. Pluggo said when he went, Angelo or Ruby weren't there, but he still said it was really fun. So, yeah. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, Angelo and Ruby, you want the KOP guys up there. We're going to come up. We want you there, though, and we'll take over the place for maybe we'll do a live pod there. Let's do a live pod.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. All right. I need you to do your social media shit and tag them and put my face in there and all that shit and say, we're going to do a live pod there. We're going to have food. We're going to have drinks. Tanner, you got to drive me home because
that's always a given.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of drinks. And let's do a live pod up there. We'll bring Pluggo in there from Two Beards.
Are we bringing Paul? Kidding, Paul. Right,
sorry, kidding, Paul. You cut out. Did you say JPJ? Hey, if JPJ would love to fly in from New Jersey or Boston or where the fuck he lives to come do
He's
this.
Boston. He'd be pissed if he knew you said New Jersey.
He looks like a New Jersey guy.
Oh my God. If he ever lived, he could kill you.
Tag him in that little comment. But I think JPJ should fly in and do the live pod. We'll do Two Beards, KOP, you know.
I'm scared, a fatal
four-way, right?
I'm scared if you and JBJ ever get together in person. I'm just kind of scared for the universe.
Blast. I'm excited. I would love to hang out with JBJ.
No, Paul. Pluggo won't show up. Pluggo only goes where his crush Paul is.
Yeah. Sorry you're not coming to the board game place and hanging out with the cool people because Paul will have the sniffles that day or something.
Oh boy.
You got the sniffles and cephalitis and whatever else.
Imagine a live pod from there would surpass the JBJ drunk pod as the best podcast episode. That was good. JBJ got lit up.
You know what? I actually give him kudos. Like, I always thought I was the dumbass that always got drunk on podcasts.
But he showed up. He's a little cross-painted.
Oh my gosh, he got into that. Well, you know, when you know, he's into that shit, what do you call that? That craft beer stuff. That's
he likes his IPAs, his strong
7, 8, 9% stuff. And he went out and pre-gamed for the pod, and which I super appreciate. Love it. Like, I would give that guy a hug because he did it. And then he walked in and he went to his little mini fridge and he pulled out this beer that was a milk strawberry stout IPA, double unfiltered wheat bitch beer. I don't know what it was. And it was like 14%. And he started drinking it and an old Pluggo had no shot. That poor bastard.
We cleaned house with them in the tag team predictions.
Oh, we smoked them. Wasn't even close. But I tell you what, here's what we'll do. We'll do. You tag the what's the place called again?
Victory Roll.
You tag Victory Roll. Okay. We're going to do a live podcast sometime up at Victory Roll. We're going to bring JPJ and Pluggo with us. Now, if JPJ's got to come remote, I get it. He's in
Boston,
New Jersey, and Queens.
Oh
and Bronx.
My God! Oh my God! He threw Bronx in there. He's really gonna kill you.
He lives in the Bronx. Anyways, we can bring him in digitally, right?
Yeah.
But do it up there, Victory Roll. We will do a pod. We will do some type. We'll put the belt on the line. We'll bring it all together. AEW, Ruby, Kuhan, Luke. Let's go. Kuhan, Luke, Ange, whatever. Fucking bring it all in. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I know they have food there and board games. They have beer, right?
I think they do have beer. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, before you tag them, you better make sure they got
it.
I mean, you know, fair. Or Shep can bring a Yeti of water in, okay?
There you go.
Yeah.
Better than living in Philly, Modern says.
Well, sure. I don't know how to say anything.
I've never been to Philly, so.
It sucked. I flew into Philly once. It sucked. It was an awful town.
Never been there.
Yeah. Of course, I'm a small town. I'm a small town hero. So
We know you are.
Yeah.
We know you are.
I don't like big towns.
Do you see Tony said he wants to get Britt Baker back in the swing of things too? She's gone though. Yeah. I did see that. I feel like if he wanted to, she'd be back. He's got control. So I don't know when he says that stuff.
So is she under contract?
Oh, yeah, for a while. Yeah, so at least another year.
So she's just at home kicking it, just filling cavities, right?
Yeah, the last time we saw her, she wrestled Mercedes at last year's All In, which I'm pretty sure neither lady wanted to do business with the other one from what I've kind of heard.
Yeah.
So that's why that match sucked.
Yeah, I would like her back.
I would too, but I don't know.
I'd like her back in her prime, especially versus Tony. Her and Tony would be
be good.
If Britt's on her shit, you know, her game.
Yes, yes.
Her and Tony would be her and Tony would be great.
Yeah, when her and Thunder Rosa were on their game, man, that was a great feud. AEW, they put on some banger matches.
Is Thunder Rosa just falling off because of injuries?
I actually can't stay healthy.
Is that all it is?
Yeah. 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 Shep, anything else you want to discuss around AEW or the world of wrestling before we put a bow on this?
I mean, no. I think we talked everything AEW. I loved the Broken Hardys are back. They were actually introduced as the Broken Hardys at Halloween Havoc NXT. I feel that's their way back into WWE, and we will see them soon in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be this year because they're still so active, but it could be this year.
John Cena will headline this year.
Yeah, John Cena's going to headline.
Yeah.
So does that mean Jericho waits a year?
Yeah, I think in my opinion, Jericho has a 1 year, 2026 with WWE, and then he's in the Hall of Fame 2027. That would be my prediction.
So you bump the Hardys back to 28 then?
Yeah, because they don't seem like they want to quit just yet. So
okay,
yeah,
because you don't want to, you know, you got Cena coming in. Anybody under Cena?
Stephanie McMahon's the only one we know for sure in 2026 class.
Right, and I mean she had some. Never mind.
Yes, good. Don't say it.
Yeah, she's fine. That's fine. I think she should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh no, she was a big part of the Attitude Era. I mean,
yes, she was. She was really smart.
Yes.
So, yeah, good for her.
Yep. I think Tony Khan kind of alluded to this. He pretty much said he was talking about someday if AEW has a Hall of Fame. I definitely think AEW's going to have a Hall of Fame someday. It's just going to be years down the road.
It's got to at least be, what, 10 years in?
Yeah, you got to at least get 10 years in the company.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Because I think Sting's one of the first inductees.
I agree.
Did you enjoy seeing Sting show up at WrestleDream?
Old
man Sting.
It shocked me.
Yeah.
So I got the shock factor out of it.
Good.
Of course, I had to wait a while because my feed fucking sucked Amazon.
Yep.
You piece of shit.
Yep. Second that.
But yes, it did shock me a little bit. I liked that he showed up. It made sense in the match. Still didn't make sense in the end and in the finish, but that's fine.
I liked how he threw the bat to Darby.
Yeah.
Kind of passing of the torch type thing.
Torch, yep.
I agree, Majin. When they do their first class, Sting and Jericho are in for sure. I agree. Yep.
So Jericho will be the first double Hall of Famer.
For WWE, well, no, Sting would be too. He's in WWE Hall of Fame. But yeah, if we're talking about WWE and AEW, yes. We've seen others in TNA and WWE Hall of Fame, but yeah.
That's right. I forgot Sting's in there.
Sting would be a triple. He'd be triple. He's in TNA Hall of Fame,
he's
too.
He's in TNA.
Yeah. So he'd be the first triple that I know of. So, yeah. No, I thought it was cool. I liked how Sting showed up with the gray hair and didn't dye it. It's like that good.
Just repping it. Yep. 64 years old.
At least. I think he's older than that.
I think he's 64, isn't he?
Let's see. I know he's in his 60s, of course. 66. Going to be 67 in March.
Wow. All right. Yeah. All right. Good for him.
Yep.
If I can still do that at 66, shit.
Yep.
But
I hear you. Yeah, he's going around the end of this year. This year is his last year of doing conventions as Painted's thing. After this, he's going unpainted. So, yep. So it's been
cool. You know, that's got to be a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Because unlike Darby, who Darby said it takes him 5 minutes to just slather stuff on his face, he does his.
Sting does the whole.
I am prestige.
The full shooting match. So.
Monson, only 3 more years till he's 69. That had a good 69 joke for a while.
I mean, I don't know. You guys are immature.
Yeah, we are.
Who would laugh at that?
If only our KOP champion was immature, but he's not. He's a very mature individual. So.
Yeah, it is. He doesn't even keep the belt over his shoulder.
Doesn't even have the belt right now.
Oh, you have the belt, but we're going to take it. Cheers.
We're pulling back the curtain there. So, anything else, Shep?
Nah, I'm good, man. I think it was a good week in professional wrestling. There was a lot going on, and It's a hell of a time to be a professional wrestling fan.
Sure is.
Between the shit that NXT, TNA, AAA is doing, you got AEW, New Japan, and CMLL collaborating. I mean, you know, we're freaking lucky. You know, back in the 90s, you only had two places to watch, right?
Right.
And you would only
ECW.
Well, yeah. You would only dream of a collab, right?
Right.
You know, if there was podcasts in 1994, people would be dreaming of collabs. Mm-hmm. Now we got collabs coming out of our wazoo.
Yep.
And it's awesome.
Yep.
And I love that I've been a part of the era where we only dreamed about it. We only fantasy booked, right? Almost I was a part of the tape trading era, you know. And then we got what we got now. It's fucking awesome. So
yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And Paul wasn't here, so even better.
Maybe next week. I don't know. I don't know what the schedule looks like. So
I don't know. I might lock him into his office.
There you go.
Like if he's working on a Sunday afternoon, just lock, padlock the outside.
Lock him in his box. Make him look like Michael Cole.
Yeah. Yep. Only thing is, I do not want to see Paul in a singlet.
On that note, I'm going to throw up. So, but yeah, thanks to everybody for tuning in tonight. Thanks to everybody that's commented on YouTube. Make sure to like, follow, subscribe, do all that good stuff. We're out at Kicking Out Pod on social media, on Facebook, X, Instagram, Blue Sky. We're out there on all big audio podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Give us that 5-star rating and review. Really helps us out a lot. If you want to support the podcast and look great doing so, you can go to kickingoutshop.com or Pro Wrestling Tees and type in Kicking Out Podcast. Buy some t-shirts on there on Kicking Out Shop. You can buy t-shirts. You can buy hoodies and zip-ups. It's getting colder out now. Perfect hoodie and zip-up weather. Hey,
just so you know, if you buy it in Canada, it's going to take 3 weeks to the son of a bitch to ship to you, though.
Yeah, customs. Yep. So thank goodness Scott Webb finally got his KLP t-shirt. So thanks again, Scott, for being a loyal supporter of the pod. Majin, real quick before we hang it up here, who do you guys have winning the tournament? You never said which you think will win. I think I've said Tony and Mina from before the bracket was even released. So going with Tony and Mina.
I got Athena and Mercedes.
All right. So, and be like Majin, buy some merch. He bought a KOP t-shirt as well, so which we always thank him for that. You can follow me at TannerLee92. You can follow Shep at TheShep27. And you can follow Paul Zartman, who's a no-show tonight, at PaulZartman87. For Austin Shepherd, I'm Tanner Lee. Join us next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye, mwah, and good night, bang!